And you could be gentle with all men, no doubt. But you come with a different spirit to each. And I don't want to belabor that point or turn it into so that I start becoming a lawgiver in regards to how you deal with your enemies and your friends. But love your enemies. Love the brethren. There is a distinction. You know, there is, they say you love, Jesus came to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Paul said, and whom I agree, but that is with a mindfulness of our past, And we love people, though they be sinners, because Christ loved us, though we were sinners. But as it is also written, if a brother be a fornicator, have no fellowship with him. And you know what? Peter's going to come down on sinfulness too. And it's not because we're judging people, but because the judgment of God concerning things standeth sure. And people have to know, if we are the doers of unrighteousness, if we do not fulfill these things, we will not inherit eternal life. That's what he says right here. Look at, I already talked about the abounding in verse 8, right? Well, look at verse 9. He that lacketh these things, you lack these things. You lack faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, endurance, godliness. Do you lack godliness? Because godliness is not like a halfway sort of thing. You're either godly or you're not. You're either righteous or you're not. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm mostly righteous. No. Well, that's the thing is most people, I think, say, I am not righteous. You know, they know. I'm not a holy roller. Right? But if you think you follow Jesus Christ, but you lack these things, you're blind. And you don't even, you know what? If you can at least believe that you need these things, and by faith receive it, and say to the Lord, and ask, then he's called you. Rejoice. Rejoice with me right now, you know. Don't be afraid. But let no man assure himself of anything in Christ if he lacks these things. Because if you do, you're blind. You can't see far off. You forgot that you were purged from your sins. You say, the blood of Christ came to purge me from my sins. That's not all it came to do. It came to make you so that you would no longer be a sinner. The time past of your life is sufficient to have walked in the will of the Gentiles. Now is the time to walk in righteousness. Now is the time to walk in the light. Put aside the works of darkness. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is what you've been called to. Not, the gospel that's being preached out there contrary to this gospel is devilish, satanic. Don't listen to it. Stop listening. I mean, every once in a while I'll turn it on, but believe me, I don't listen. You know what I mean? Though all their words come into my ears, I do not listen to them. I can't hardly. It makes me want to vomit. Look at verse 10. Wherefore, brethren, rather, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Oh, what? It's not sure? Wait a second. I thought for whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate. That's true. But you didn't foreknow it. You didn't foreknow him. He foreknew you, but you think you were. You think you're something in God. You believe on Jesus Christ. Well, if you want to make that election sure, not to God, but to you, see, you're going to assure your heart. You know, we will assure our hearts before him when we walk in righteousness. We will assure our hearts before him when we walk in love. We assure our hearts when we have all these things working in us and we can see clearly. We use this diligence to add to our faith and to seek by the promises of God and the divine power, the fulfillment of all this promise, all this expectation that is on us of being like Christ. In the like precious faith of the apostles, Is your faith like this? Is this your faith? This is the honorable faith. This is the faith of the apostles. If your faith does not match up exactly with what I'm saying, with what Peter says, and if you don't believe me, reread what Peter says and throw out all the trash you've ever been taught. Just hear the apostles' words. It's so simple. You don't have to be a genius. Throw away theologians. Throw away your pastor's teachings. Listen rather to the teachings of the apostle Peter. If you can hear him, then, you know, and you, look at, make your calling and election sure. Your election is not sure as far as I'm concerned. My election is not sure until I see all these things. And as I see them fulfilled, my election becomes more and more sure, meaning I am more sure of it. Now, for God, it's sure from the beginning of time, from before the beginning of time. When he took counsel in himself, and he chose me back then, before I even existed. When all I was a figment of his imagination. Thank God he has a very vivid imagination. And that he, out of his imagination, brought forth words, and he spoke these things into existence, and I came into existence, along with all my brethren. And I want to obtain the same faith as the apostles. I want to obtain the promises which they obtained through the faith. Peter, to write this, he must have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Otherwise, how could he write these things? How could Paul write the things he wrote in Romans? I already taught Romans. I'm not going to go back there. I want to go back there almost, just to compare, just to show you how this is the same thing. You who teach to the man should not fornicate, or self-fornicate. You that teach a man should not sin. Do you sin? Well, I don't teach people shouldn't sin. Oh, yeah, you do. How do you feel about homosexual marriage? Well, I don't think they should do it. Why? Maybe because it's sinful. That's my reason. Though whatever they want to do in the world, let them do it. They want to go around marrying each other? I'm not here to put a stop to them. I'm just here to preach the gospel. I'm not here to be a lord over men, to pass laws and bind them from doing the things they really want to do. They want to do that? You know what? It's just one more thing. I mean, what? That abomination is just like a cherry on top of a big ice cream soda of abominations committed by people who the foundation of the abominations is Christian America. You heard me. The foundation of the abominations done in our land is the pride, fullness of bread, abundance of idleness in the Christians of America. 75% of us are Christian, so-called. And let's say a third of that is real conservative, more, people who would object to that sort of thing.